TV's News in Brief. Reports coming out of Bahrain say Saudi-backed forces have killed a six-month-old infant during their attack on an anti-regime protest near the capital, Manama. The infant died after inhaling tear gas fired upon protesters. Al Khalifa regime have already been under fire for killing and torturing Bahraini protesters. At least two more U.S.-led foreign soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. NATO said the service members lost their lives in a bomb attack in the country's east. Nearly 550 U.S.-led soldiers, most of them American, have been killed in the war-ravaged country so far this year. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says foreign countries and their mercenaries are fueling corruption in his country. He also accused foreign mercenaries of violating Afghan rules. Karzai has called for banning mercenaries hired to protect foreign forces in Afghanistan. Pakistan says it will shoot down any U.S. drone that intrudes into its airspace based on a new directive. The policy change comes 2 weeks after 24 Pakistani soldiers were killed in a U.S. assassination drone attack. The deadly air raid sparked outrage among people across the country. Israeli soldiers have clashed with Palestinian protesters in the occupied West Bank village of Nabi Saleh. The violence erupted during the funeral of a Palestinian protester killed by Israeli soldiers. Israeli troops used tear gas to disperse the Palestinian protesters. U.S. Republican presidential hopeful Newt Gingrich has defended his comments that Palestinians are an invented people. Gingrich says Palestinians are terrorists who do not deserve an independent state. Palestinian officials have condemned his remarks, calling it a shameful way to win the pro-Israel vote. Syrians have held a candlelight vigil for security forces killed in the country's months-long unrest. Demonstrators also observed a one-minute silence to remember the victims of the violence. They said that they are ready to confront any foreign threats against their country. A 6.5 magnitude earthquake has struck Mexico's southwestern state of Guerrero. At least three people have been killed in the tremor. The powerful quake was felt miles away from the nation's capital to the Pacific resort of Acapulco, causing panic among residents.